We love dogs here on Breakfast, and I'm very happy to welcome to the RN Breakfast studio Badger, the dog Badger, the Australian Shepherd, and his handler and scientist Kelly Lee. They're here because Badger has a fantastic nose. Now, we all know dogs are much better at tracking and locating wildlife and generally smelling than we are. They prefer wemails to emails, shall we say. But the use of wildlife detection dogs is a relatively new art here in this country, and there's really been a lack of certainty and confidence around the whole idea, around the whole method. Well, Kelly Lee and Badger are here to tell us that there really needs to be no uncertainty now, because Badger is living proof of the value of tracker dogs in dealing with wildlife detection. Kelly, Tracker, welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you very much, Fran.
Tracker, have you got any, Badger, have you got anything to say?
Speak.
No, sorry, Badger's
he's a strong silent
type. He hasn't
been
in a studio for a while or sitting on a stool, so he's just settling in here.
Kelly Lee is the Executive Director of Science for Wildlife. Kelly, this notion of tracking dogs, of wildlife detection dogs, we've talked about it here before on the program in terms of dogs tracking feral cats in the Kimberley. Dogs and cats, that makes sense. Mm. But this notion of using dogs to track wildlife and try to help with extinction patterns and things like that, where did it come from?
It's relatively new in Australia, so they've been doing a lot more with wildlife detection dogs over in the US, but the method hasn't really been evaluated here. And there's, as you mentioned, there's quite a lot of uncertainty still. There's a lot of variables that can interfere. So we did some research with Badger trying to work out the effects of habitat specifically. So scent is heavier than air, so it can pull and get caught up in vegetation and depressions and not spread so far.
So the dog could lose the track.
Exactly.
The scent.
Could find it much harder to find something in those sorts of habitats. And if you're not aware of those sorts of limitations, then you've got more chance of the dog missing something. And that can be really critical, particularly if you're looking for threatened species, because if it's there and you don't find it and that's your result, obviously that can have big implications.
Okay, so that's a pitfall. Does that mean it doesn't work?
No, we do know that dogs are incredibly successful. They're much more successful than humans in most surveys, and also, well, in all surveys really, compared to visual methods, hair snares, camera traps, all that sort of thing. But there's still relatively low uptake of wildlife dogs in Australia. So there's a few used for pest species like cats and rabbits and that sort of thing. Just now we're getting into threatened species, but as threatened species become lower in number, then obviously they're much harder to find, and that's where dogs come into their own.
How do you train a dog for this? I have a dog at the moment. I've had dogs in the past. Every time I go for a walk, they're interested in 1,000 different smells. How do you discipline a dog like Badger to be just focused on the scat, the poo, whatever we want to call it, of the particular animal?
Yeah, it's all about positive rewards. So it's the dog learning what it will get rewarded for. So with Badger, we actually trained him out in the open where there's lots of other smells to start with. And so he was only getting rewarded for tiger quoll scat, which he was originally trained on. We're training him up for koalas now as well. But so he gradually works out that all he gets a reward for is the scent that you're trying to get him to find, basically. And you test him out. So we put out different non-target scats as well. So foxes, cats, things that look similar and that he might find in the same environment, and tested whether he'd indicate on them, and he didn't because of the training. So that's something that you need to evaluate as you go along.
And how does he go, given those traps that you talked about, the thick vegetation? Yeah. How successful, how far does the success rate fall off when you are in thick bush or wet areas?
Yeah, well, that was a critical question. So the theory in the dog training literature has it that thick vegetation will reduce dog success. So we tested Badger out in three different habitats, really open ground, thicker vegetation, woodland, and then really thick heath where you've got dense vegetation, thick cover. And we measured the distance at which he first found the scent, and there was no difference at all. So he was equally successful. He found scat that was 6 months old, weighed less than a gram, from 40 metres away in really thick heathland.
And is Badger particular? I mean, particularly successful, particularly good at this, or is his training been different? Because this is a better result than previous results documented.
It's slightly better, yeah. It's in the ballpark. Nobody had actually tested different vegetation effects before, but there's a lot in the training. So with him, we were really careful to train him on a whole range of scats, from fresh intact scats through to 365-year-old scats that have been out in the sun and the rain. So scats will change and degrade in the environment, so they'll get bacterial loads and fungal loads, and they'll smell quite differently. So we trained him to very sensitive scent thresholds, and I think that's probably a factor in his high success rate.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Dr. Kelly Lee is our guest. She's Executive Director of Science for Wildlife. We're joined too by Badger, the detector dog, and don't go away because we're going to do a bit of testing of Badger ourselves in a moment, which is probably a little unfair on live radio, but never mind. This notion of dogs helping with species that are under threat, why go with dogs? Isn't it easier to set up a live trap, which has been the preferred method in the past?
In theory, it is, the problem with threatened species is that they're threatened because their numbers are decreasing. So passive survey methods like camera traps and things are reliant on a certain number of animals being around and encountering that trap. And once you get to really low numbers, they just don't work anymore. So that's where dogs come in, because they're a much more active method, and he'll find scats or animals that humans would just walk past and never see.
Okay. He's been trained on the spotted quolls, doing
yes.
very well.
Yeah.
You mentioned you're moving on to koalas and a koala project in the Blue Mountains.
Yeah.
Why would a dog be good at that? Because presumably the koalas are very often up very high trees. I mean, that makes it very tough, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You can train them either for scats or live koalas. Because we're expecting low-density populations up there, we're training him on actual scent of the koala rather than scats. So it is a different method. It's a lot more air scenting, because the scent cone comes down from the tree because it's heavier than air and spreads out. So it's a lot harder for the dog to target it down. But yeah, it is possible. And they're very good at tracing differences in concentration over time. So they can, you know, they can pick up direction of a track really easily, that sort of thing.
Okay.
So you can train them to pinpoint down where the scent's coming from.
All right. We're moving on to our risky live studio experiment right now. And we're going to use koala scent. How long has Badger been training on koalas?
He very recently. He's only had 3 training sessions on koalas. So I've got a little swab. It's just been rubbed on the fur of a koala for less than a minute a couple of weeks ago, and it's sitting in the studio hidden.
And Badger doesn't know where it is. I stayed outside with Badger to make sure he wasn't peeking. Okay, yeah. It's over to you and Badger now. And if you can, talk us through it. If you can't, I'll talk us through it.
Yeah, okay. So first of all, we put his harness on. So it's all about association. At the moment, he knows he's not working, but when I put his working harness on, he knows he's going to have to wake up from his
comfy stool. He's a little bit starstruck at the moment. He's absolutely yes. transfixed by the production studio.
You ready? Come on.
Getting his harness on now. He's sitting up alert. Absolutely beautiful dog.
So he's got his working harness on.
Badger, this is real pressure.
Just get the reward ready. Are you ready?
So he's seen the reward.
Ready to find a koala? Go, search! So he's wandering around the studio.
He's just walking around the studio at the moment, and he's going, I don't know where it is either. So has he found it?
He's
still walking around. He's sniffing around. He's getting colder and colder, I'm afraid to say. Badger, come on, Badger.
This way.
Is he going to find it? Where is it, Badger? Oh, he's sniffing now. The little nose is really working overtime now. He's right. He's right on it. He's getting... Oh, good boy. Badger just sat at behind the stool where it was sitting. I haven't seen it, but I'm presuming it is there. That's where it is, yeah. So he went all around the studio, had a good look, and then he came and his nose just really started moving, didn't it? Started twitching, and then he just sat like a good boy and said, this is where it is.
Yeah, so he'll sit and sometimes he'll bark if I'm out of sight, so he could see me, so he knew he didn't have to bark.
Good boy, Badger.
He'll sit and bark.
Badger, we wouldn't mind a bark, though.
Hey,
good
Badger.
Boy, Badger.
Speak.
Ah, there he is. Badger reigns supreme. He is a star tracker detector dog, and that's Kelly Lee. Kelly, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Fran.
That's Dr. Kelly Lee, Executive Director of Science for Wildlife, and Badger, the detector dog. Well done, Badger. You came up trumps. We'll put that in the next lot of research. And the next big project, as you heard, is tracking disappearing koalas, the koala population in the Blue Mountain west of Sydney. We've just filmed that interview with Kelly and Badger. It's a very big scientific experiment here in the Breakfast Studio, so check it out later this morning on our YouTube page. But I must say, it does augur well for the koalas. He's only had 3 training sessions,
yeah,
and he was on it like that.
Yeah, good dog, Badge. Well done.
Kelly, thank you very much. Well done, Badger. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 26 minutes to 9.